online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
The French government says security has been stepped up after a police officer was shot dead in Paris. It happened as people in the country prepare to vote in the presidential election this weekend. Barry's been following the story for us and has the latest.
Be proud, be free.
Parisians trying to get back to normal. Last night they saw the most famous street in their city shut off after a gun attack. One officer was killed, two were injured, and a tourist was hurt. The Prime Minister gave his reaction.
This barbarity has once again struck Paris last night.
The attacker was shot dead. Marine Le Pen is running in the presidential race.
These officers were attacked because they were a symbol of the state.
Authorities are now trying to work out if the attacker had help.
This is KMFM.
Almost half of GPs in Kent are planning to leave the profession in the next 5 years. The local medical committee spoke to more than 300 doctors and released a survey today. Almost three quarters of them say their workload is unmanageable and is having a negative impact on patient care. Dr. Julian Spinks works in Strood and is from the team who carried out the research.
We've always worked long hours, but the demand is rising faster than the number of doctors, and in fact the number of doctors is starting to fall in the UK. Trying to meet the demand for patients is difficult, and three quarters of my colleagues are now saying that the quality they provide in the way of care is starting to diminish, which is really very concerning.
And you can hear more of that interview at kentonline.co.uk. Two more men have been charged in connection with an aggravated burglary in Lenham. The pair are accused of conspiring to commit robbery and possessing a firearm. A total of 13 people have now been charged after it happened in Forstall Road last April. Police are investigating a suspicious fire at Maidstone Magistrates Court. Crews were called to Palace Avenue at around 11:30 last night after a flammable liquid was poured through the door. Officials say there was only minor damage, but more than 60 cases have had to be postponed. Meantime, police investigating a number of suspicious fires in Chatham over the past week have arrested a man on suspicion of arson. The 48-year-old remains in custody, where he's also being questioned in connection with a rubbish fire at an empty shop in Slickets Hill last night. It's claimed a parking ticket is being issued in Britain every 7 seconds. The number of motorists getting penalties from private companies has gone up a quarter in the past 12 months. And Gemma Arterton's told KMFM she found it difficult mastering the Welsh accent for her latest movie.
It was kind of scary because there was a Welshman on the set. He really helped me though, but it was really nice for him to be there because I'd say, how do you say beautiful, which is the hardest word to say in Welsh. And he'd be there for me, you know.
Well, the Gravesend born star says she spent time listening to Welsh singers to try and get her voice for the role in their finest just right. And that move is in cinemas from today.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops where quality comes as standard.
Joe's got this lunchtime's sports news, starting with some quite tragic news.
Well, former teammates, colleagues and opponents have been paying tribute to ex-England defender Ugo Ehiogh, who's died aged 44. He had a cardiac arrest at Tottenham's training ground yesterday, where he worked as the club's under-23s coach. He was best known for his time as a player at Aston Villa and Middlesbrough. Paul Merson played with him at Villa.
He was such a top bloke, it was unbelievable. I mean, he was a man mountain. You know what? Billy Joel sings about a song, Owning the Good Die Young. And that is him.
Elsewhere today, Gillingham welcome Fleetwood Town to Priestfield tomorrow. The Gills are currently 4 points off the relegation zone with just one win from their last 7 games. They'll be without midfielder Bradley Dack, who's got a two-match ban, but boss Adrian Pellock still feeling confident.
More importantly, we've got to worry about ourselves. We've got to get over that line. You know, by hook or by crook, I've said it before. I've said that saying before, by hook or by crook, we've got to get over that line. And us winning on Saturday will mean that we're over that line, and that'll be a great achievement for us.
And it's the first day of Kent's County Championship match against Derbyshire at Canterbury. The hosts won the toss and decided to bat first. A short time ago, they were on 87 for 2.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.